Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17th.
No matter who you are or where you're from, get swiping, clicking and tapping. Yeah. Get us on demand.
Just search Ash London Live.
It's the show built for you, a nation of music fans.
Here we go.
The best of the stuff you know and love. And breaking tracks from your next favourite artist. On air, online and streaming across the globe.
Yeah.
Unlock, plug in, turn up.
Ash London Live, baby.
What a night to be alive. Happy Thursday, wonderful humans. I just want to start the show off by saying the voice in that promo, the Ash London Live, that's a guy called Kane.
Yeah.
And Kane actually messaged us when we were in London to hang out. But by the time I got it, we were already in Rotterdam. So next time we go to London, let's hang out with Kane, the voice of the show.
What does he look like?
He's gorgeous. He's like mocha coloured. Maybe for you, Draco.
You can't say
that.
You can say
he's mocha coloured. Come on, mate. Nothing wrong with that. We've got a great show lined up tonight. I mean,
so
I say that every night, but tonight especially, we've got I'm going to say top five favourite artists in the whole world right now for me, Alessia Cara. She's calling through from New York City in 20 minutes' time. And tonight, Ash London Loves is playing around 9:30. Okay, I say this about every Ash London Loves track that I play. This one, though, is my favourite.
This is my favourite.
It's by Amy Shark. She's an Aussie singer. The song, it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge, trust me. What are you guys excited about tonight?
Well, it's a Thursday, so Draco, what do you think we should do?
Throwback Thursday, hashtag obviously.
Ash London Live 5, perhaps?
Maybe we should play my favourite Katy Perry song.
I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah.
Have you ever kissed a girl, Draco? Have you?
No comment.
It's a big old no. Ellie Fant is touring Australia at the moment. Adelaide, catch her Friday. This is her with Peking Duck.
Hey guys, it's Alessia Cara hanging out on Ash London Live.
We have got one of our favourite artists in the world here at Ash London Live on the phone right now, Miss Alessia Cara. Welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm loving life. Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in New York right now.
It feels like every time we check in with you on Twitter, you're somewhere else in the world doing something else that's just crazy cool. One example, I mean, it's every girl's dream to be in a Disney movie. How cool is this? Your voice is in Moana.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. I saw the movie. They actually were nice enough to play it for us before it was even finished. So we got to watch the whole thing as a semi-rough edit, which was the coolest thing ever, just to see it like that. And they made us feel really a part of the process. So I'm really excited.
Beautiful.
For it to come out.
When you were a little girl, were you like an Aladdin or a Mulan or a Beauty and the Beast? Like, what was your favorite?
I actually liked Alice in Wonderland. That was my favorite movie. I don't know why she's not a Disney princess, but
it's way better.
My favorite non-Disney princess.
It's because she gets to have a proper adventure, and I think an adventure is much more fun than just like kissing some stupid prince and, I don't know, wearing a cute dress.
Exactly.
I'm really loving the track, Scars to Your Beautiful. There's like such an important message in there for guys and for girls and for old people and young people. It's a huge idea, this thing that you don't have to change yourself to be beautiful. Is that a lesson that kind of you're still learning and you're preaching to yourself, or something that you just feel like needs to be put out into the world? Kind of where do you sit on it?
I think it's definitely both. It's definitely both of those things. Of course, when I sing it, it's definitely a reminder to me every single time, because as much as I've grown in my confidence and, you know, in my empowerment on that side, I still definitely go through it just as a girl and as a human being.
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes, some days. And so that song is definitely a reminder to me. But at the same time, I'm very conscious and aware that it is a message that needs to be put out there, and that it is the right message to be putting out there. And so I just hope that people can take something positive from it and listen to it and just really feel empowered by it in the best way.
Earlier on in your career, when you were just kind of starting out, one of the things we so loved about what you were doing is how much control, especially creative control, it seemed you had over your music, from the writing it, to the producing it, to even kind of the videos you put out on YouTube. Now that things are really exploding for you, do you feel like you're still maintaining a sense of that control over what you're able to put out?
I think it might be even more, to be
so
honest,
good.
Because the more success you have and the more you kind of prove yourself in the industry, I think the more freedom people will give you. And so I think I proved myself, and I mean, I don't know if I know what I'm talking about, but I know that I'm passionate, and I know that I have things to say that are important. And I think I have enough leverage now to the point where I can say, hey, either I don't believe in this, I don't want to do this, or I do believe in this and I want to push for it. And I think people pay attention to me a lot more now than they did before, which is really nice.
I think there is something definitely changing in the way the industry's working. Like, we spoke to Shawn Mendes a week ago, who said the same thing, that because he kind of started out doing his own thing and then the label came later, it's meant that he's able to retain a lot more creative power. So it seems like you guys are young and you're making music at the right time for kind of what you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. I think the industry has changed a lot in that sense, to the point where, you know, artists now come into labels, or labels bring in artists that kind of already have made a mold for themselves and kind of already have created their own potential, which is really, really nice. I was actually just talking about this the other day, yesterday. But yeah, it's a really awesome thing to kind of have people break themselves almost.
Totally.
Now with the internet and social media and labels come after, which is interesting.
Well, more with Alessia Cara on the air from New York next. First, let's get some Little Mix on the air. This is Shout Out to My Ex.
Hey guys, it's Alessia Cara hanging out on Ash London Live.
We were just talking about collaborations, and there's someone that you've collaborated with from here in Australia, Troye Sivan. But there's someone that he's collaborated. You're welcome. There's someone that he's collaborated with from Australia who I really want you to collaborate with. Are you across the Australian rapper TK Midzer?
I'm not familiar with the music, because honestly, I really do love just Australian music. I think Troye Sivan is incredible. I think he's one of the best things to come out of there. So I'm excited to just indulge in whatever you guys have coming up.
I'm gonna tweet you a link to TK. You'll listen to it. You'll love it. I just know. And then when you do a duet, because you know you're both chicks, it'd be amazing when you do that. Then you just send me 20%. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm familiar with the name. I'm surprised I haven't heard any.
Amazing. Yes, I know you'll love it. The last thing I want to talk to you about is your incredible Radio 1 cover of Frank Ocean that just dropped. We're about to play it. Tell me why this why this track of all things, and tell me about the process and how it felt to kind of do that version of it, because we bloody love it.
Thank you so much. I'm a big fan of Frank Ocean. I think a very public fan of Frank Ocean. So I think that song is one of his most brilliant things he's ever put out. I think it's so genius and so amazing and intricate and detailed. And I don't know, I just think it's such a great piece of work that I wanted to sort of just try out and hopefully do justice. But it's just honestly one of my favorite songs of his, or just ever, period. So I just thought it'd be kind of fun to do that and to sing Earl Sweatshirt's rap part and hope for the best.
For me, it kind of feels like his version of Here. The message is kind of different, but it's the same kind of standing aside from kind of young society and looking at what's happening and kind of making your own comments on it. Kind of has the same kind of vibe in that sense a little bit.
Yeah, that's actually really true. It's kind of, you know, from the perspective of, I'm assuming, someone who's very young or a teenager that kind of feels very lost within their own environment and the tragedies of it and kind of the repercussions of that.
Alessia Cara, thank you for hanging out. We bloody well love you and we can't wait to have you again in the studio in the flesh to hang out.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I hope I get to come back soon.
Ash London loves.
She literally signed a record deal today. I tweeted her a couple of minutes ago. She tweeted back. Now she's on the air. Hello, Amy Shark.
Hello. How are we?
I'm good. How good's technology that 5 minutes ago I tweet that we're playing your song and then you reply and then I'm like, do you want to come on the show? And you're like, yeah. And here we are.
I know. It's so scary but awesome.
I love it. Where are you right now? What are you doing?
I am at the Brightside in Brisbane, just sound checking some stuff before the show tonight.
Lovely. So we should get back to basics. Who the hell are you, man? What do the people need to know before we play this track?
I'm a phantom. No, there's heaps of stuff happening, so hopefully some people can put a face to the name soon.
Lovely. Well, I'm loving Adore, and we're about to get it on the air. What a beautiful track. What's the story behind it? Where did it come from? When did you make it?
I think I had it in my head for a very long time, but it just so happened that it came out this one day. Just playing just any old day, and it just came out so easily and so fluently, and I didn't even have to think. So it was obviously a lot of my own personal, it is my own personal stories.
Love
I guess
it.
Everyone can relate to it, which is great.
Love. Well, the universe meant you to write it and meant you to release it, so we're so happy to have it on air for you now. Thank you so much for calling through and chatting.
Love you, Ash. That's great. Thank
love
you so much.
Love you, my love. And let's get it on the air. This is Amy Shark, Adore, Ash London Live, First Play.
around the nation. This is Ash London Live.
George and Amy Shepherd, welcome to Ash London Live.
Yeah!
Oh, so much love in the room.
So much fun.
You guys are always so happy and smiley when I see you. It's so lovely.
Life is good.
Nice. Is it good?
Yeah.
What's the goodest thing that's happened to you in the past couple weeks?
Oh, I went down to Byron Bay. So I'm fresh from Byron Bay. So I'm like Mr. Tan.
That's why you're not tanned at all, mate.
This is
that
tanned.
Is hilarious.
This
that
is
you tanned think that's
for
tanned.
Me. Yeah.
This is like seven shades darker than I usually am.
It's like
it's a paler shade of white.
Yeah. With a bit of tinge of red.
But it's still a tan
dark.
For me, yeah.
Great. So you've been to Byron Bay. Did you cop the invite or was that a solo expedition?
Yeah, I wasn't invited to that one.
Would have been awkward with my girlfriend there. So.
Well, you know, that's a good point. You're absolutely right. What's the goodest thing that's happened to you lately?
To me? Oh, well, we released a song, which is very... I found that very exciting.
I think it's exciting too. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Because we were missing you for a while.
Yeah, we've been busy. We haven't been, you know, just sitting around on the
couch. Just going to Byron Bay with your girlfriend. Yeah. Getting a tan.
None of that.
Some of us have. But.
So this took place between Australia and LA.
That's right.
Lots of back and forths.
Yeah, we spent about 6 weeks in LA at the beginning of the year, which was interesting because that's the first time that we've done that.
Do you guys indulge in the slutty food fest of America?
When you put it that way, yes.
I can't do it. I just, like, I can handle one burger and then I'm just like, no.
So, yes, the new track, We Belong. Why this one? Why was this a track that you felt was the right one to herald the return of Shepherd to our airwaves?
There was a couple of reasons, actually. One of the major reasons was that Channel 7 came to us about 3 weeks ago and they said, look, we really love this song. Someone showed it to us. Can we use it for My Kitchen Rules? And so we're
and
like...
And they made it rain! Yeah. When you were like,
We were just like, oh my goodness, that's a pretty... I mean, it's not the single that we had originally planned to go out with, but it's since we released it, it feels like the perfect single to go out with.
So it's like the universe delivered it for you. It said, this is what needs to happen, so we're going to force your hand a little bit.
I know, because we were umming and ahhing between these other two songs. We're like, which one's going to be better? Which one do you think? And then this one came up as a third option because of... Channel 7, really. Yeah. And it was like, okay, well.
This is the one.
Yeah, so all plans.
So it is a theme for the new MKR. If you were going to have a Shepherd-wide cook-off, who's taking it out and with what dish?
Oh, it's not even a question, Ash.
I wish you guys could see the facial expression on young George right now.
Lamb shanks are my specialty.
The face that only a sister could give. This tried, asshole. Lamb shanks, eh? What kind of accompaniments are we talking about?
Do you like the phantom lamb shanks? Because I've never experienced any cooking from George Shepherd.
This is the invisible lamb, you know? It's like a new species. No one else in the world does it.
Has your girlfriend at least experienced these lamb shanks?
Soon to be. It's a running joke. Every time somebody asks me what I cook, lamb shanks is my go-to answer. Even though I have never done them, I think that I could do it if I tried.
So, album, what's it called?
We're tossing up between two different names at the moment. And so we're like, we just really want to tell everybody about it right now. Like it's like.
But
every
you never know when another name's going to pop up. Like the single. Yeah.
Like
take
the Phantom Lamb Shank. Yeah, I like that.
Exactly.
Shepherd and the Phantom Lamb Shank.
That's it.
Well, we are going to get the song on the air right now. Before we play it, is there one lasting bit of information that the people of Australia need to hear before this song enters their ear canals for the first time?
George can't cook lamb shanks.
Okay, I love that. I think that's the perfect way to intro the song. Thank you, George and Amy, for hanging out.
Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas November 17.